Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, the one thing that is very, very exciting to me is that we seem to be heading to the end of an era, E-R-R-O-R, era, because it's possible that Twitter is going to allow us to edit our tweets. Well, in a way, it's brilliant, but in a way, it's also quite dangerous, because how then do we hold people to account if they have edited a tweet? We wanted to find out a little bit more about this. Bongani Sithole is a tech expert at Worldwide Works. So very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing? Bongani, are you with us? Can you hear us?
Hi, how are you doing, Howard? I'm good, thanks. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So in many ways, this is obviously brilliant for people like me who type quickly, leave out a word, leave out a letter. It's quite embarrassing that you can't fix it, like you're stuck with this tweet of shame forever. Mm. But the flip side of it, and something I'd be concerned about, is if somebody tweets something, we need to be able to hold them to account. And not talking about a mistype or a spelling error. If they can edit it, surely that could be problematic.
Yes, I think the functionality is coming at a time where it's very, very much needed. So, because if you look at it in a perspective of like businesses portraying messages, or rather like promoting their product, if there's an error in their tweets, people find that, you know, this must convey to the business in the sense that they are inadequate in whatever they do. So the need of having an edit function makes it easier for the businesses to be able to curate what they post and how they post it on Twitter.
So that's obviously important, but is it going to let us know that it was edited, or do we not have that information yet?
Twitter had said that, you know, it will allow the users to, after you immediately posted a tweet, 30 minutes, you have 30 minutes time.
Okay.
But after 30 minutes, you can't edit the tweet, but it will show that this tweet was edited.
So that's quite good, because that really does make a big difference, because you post it, you reread it, and you think, oh, goodness, I just need to, you know, I've left out a word, or I've left out something, a punctuation that actually changes the meaning. So you've got a limited amount of time to edit it. After that, you're stuck with it.
Yes. And I think also what to make mention of about like errors in tweets, maybe you're probably trying to have a different conversation. And because you have an error in your tweet, then the conversation changes about the error, and then it's not necessarily
about
engaging to the context that you were trying to do. Now we are talking about something else.
Yes, look, I'm shameless in that way, because I'll often attack somebody on their spelling or their punctuation, just as a way to divert the conversation. And it's really completely unacceptable on my part, because it's just really, really unnecessary behavior. But still, now that person will have 30 minutes to be able to edit it. It will be it will be marked as edited. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. But we are not sure yet when the feature will be rolled out to the people, because Twitter is looking at having it rolled to its internal employees, and then there's a feature called Twitter Blue where users are subscribing and paying a monthly fee, and it will also roll out to Twitter Blue, and then they will look into rolling out to the users. And of course, you have to keep in mind that when the rollout happens, they first start with iOS and then later with Android.
So this move is obviously a very important one, as Twitter tries to sort of keep up with the demand. At the same time, there's obviously a lot going on in the Twitter world with Elon Musk, with bots, with the talk about bots, with the danger that Twitter has, the position that it's found itself in, removing people like Donald Trump and leaving the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran on. Twitter is in a fairly, I think, precarious position. There's no great alternative, and I think that's the one thing that is assisting them at the moment. But are you seeing a concerted effort by Twitter to try and manage through some of these difficult situations?
Twitter is, I would say, with firstly looking at the edit button feature, I would say Twitter took forever to respond to that, because arguing, they argued that, you know, whatever you posted is just okay, and we are a different social media compared to the others, and that's okay. But now I think they see that, you know, with this issue of Elon Musk having a battle in court, they trying to adapt with what the users are saying, and they're trying more and more to listen in to make it more usable for the users.
It is interesting. I'd love your reaction to that. And do you think that this is a good thing or a bad thing? Twitter allowing people to correct their mistakes. And what does this mean in terms of the direction that Twitter is going in? Bongani Sitolo, he's a tech expert at Worldwide Works.